and welcome back to our podcast, Nadine's Nerds. Today we're talking about the civil rights movement and how it affected America. I'm joined with my colleagues, Bhavya Siva and Jaina Shokar. Bhavya, could you tell us about the NAACP and the civil rights and what exactly that was?
Thank you, Nadine, for having me here today. So the civil rights movement was a struggle for justice and equality for African Americans in the United States. This movement took place mainly around the 1950s and the 1960s. So a key player in the civil rights movement was an organization called the NAACP, also known as the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. This organization was established in 1909, and it's America's oldest and largest civil rights organization. TheHistory.com states that the NAACP was formed in New York City by white and black activists, particularly in response to the ongoing violence against African Americans around the country.
During this movement, an important phrase was often said that was separate but equal. Even though the races are separated from each other, they have equal rights. For instance, there could be separate schools, but they all have the same type of education being used in both. This phrase was said a lot, however, people didn't really think much about it and ignored it and kept segregation unequal.
You're completely right, Jaina. This phrase was used a lot during the civil rights movement, and it was often used as a method to keep segregation going on. But even though the phrase is separate but equal, most of the times the two things weren't equal. For example, education. According to the separate but equal phrase, black schools and white schools could exist, but they have to have the equal quality of education. But oftentimes this was not true, because students in black schools often had to sit on floors and they did not have quality textbooks. And often it was hand-me-downs from the white schools, whereas the white schools had polished floors and desks they could sit on. Quality textbooks, and they even had better teachers than the ones in the black schools.
According to the Library of Congress, the article states, since the 1930s, lawyers from the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People has strategized to bring local lawsuits to court, arguing that separate was not equal and that every child, regardless of race, deserved a first-class education. These lawsuits were combined into the landmark Brown v. Board of Education Supreme Court case that outlawed segregation in schools in 1954.
You're right, Jaina, and because of all these amazing NAACP members that fought for the Brown v. Board of Education, the court came out with a statement. The Supreme Court said, "Does segregation of schools and of children in public schools solely on the basis of race, even though the physical facilities and other tangible factors may be equal, deprive the children of the minority group of equal educational opportunities?" The court answered this question saying, "We believe it does." That one phrase, "We believe it does," changed the trajectory of the lives of millions of African American children in America. Today, we have Vice President Kamala Harris in office. According to the Washington Post, Kamala Harris was the little girl in California who was part of the second class to integrate her public schools. She was bused to school every day, and that little girl was her.
So, like Kamala Harris, as Nadine was saying, our 44th president, Barack Obama, was also an African American. In fact, he was the first African American as president, and he was elected for 2 terms. And the reason why we have such a good president, why we had such a good president back then, is because he had a good quality education, and that was a result of the Brown versus Board of Education cases, which resulted in African American children having quality education like white children.
The reason why we chose education is because we are high schoolers ourselves and feel like we relate closely to this topic. I also think that we have more experience with the subject as well. We are colored people ourselves, so with these leaders and movements, we have been privileged to have the right to go to school. As we discussed, words played and continue to have a significant role in the civil rights movement. A cause of racial discrimination in our country is simply the lack of true conversations and words shared among us.
A As long as the youth, the future leaders of our country, continue to engage in deep conversations, we can make the world a better place, one conversation at a time. Thank you so much for tuning in to Nadine's Nerds. And remember to never stop being nerdy. We'll see you next time.